internal profile, and internal transformations. The internal profile summarizes the organization's structure, hierarchy, physical assets, talent assessment and alignment, collaboration methods, and performance management models. Many of these areas may require internal transformation. Organizational structure and hierarchy. Functional organizational structures can be centralized for consolidating global supply and demand, economies of scale, and consistent policies, decentralized for cultural accommodation, regional supply chain optimization and autonomy, or a hybrid, shared services and suppliers, some corporate standards, and some business unit flexibility. A matrix structure allows dual lines of control. A network structure, loose, self-organizing teams, can also be used to create an innovative subculture with an entrepreneurial spirit. The best model will be the one that best aligns with organizational strategy and desired culture. While no one way is best, many organizations have outgrown their current structure and need a reorganization that saves more money than it costs. Complexity increases costs. Note that this is change with a high degree of difficulty, and one must realize that any organizational structure change will involve changes to far more areas than is usually initially imagined. When building an internal profile for a business context summary, the organizational structure can be found on the organization's website or in internal documents. This can be a top-level organizational chart showing how the organization's major business units or regional operations interact. For example, Exhibit 1-48 shows our case study organization, which uses a matrix structure. It shows how the sample, Inc. regional functions, the Americas, EMEI, Europe, Middle East, and Africa, and IPAC, Asia Pacific, report to global functional management as well as to regional management to ensure that both global and local interests are met. Each of these areas operates independently, with its own suppliers and customers, and each has the same business units, oil, lubricant, and cleaner families, and sales channels, retail distribution, and bulk distribution. They move to a matrix structure to enable faster decentralized decisions and better access to shared corporate processes and technologies. The operations area consists of production, fulfillment, warehousing, and transportation groups. Exhibit 1-48, Sample, Inc. Petroleum and Chemical Products Case Study Organizational Chart. An organization's hierarchy is how accountability is assigned. The hierarchy guides the process the organization uses to orchestrate, plan, manage, and execute to meet its key performance indicators. Things to note in the hierarchy for an internal profile portion of the business context summary include noting which transformation stakeholders are peers. For example, is the chief operating officer at the same organizational level as the regional general managers? An executive-level organizational chart that lists executives by name and title can show this information. Organizational structure and hierarchy changes may be necessary for transformation success. Here are a few considerations. In general, transformations thrive when organizational structures are flatter, with fewer management levels and a greater span of control. Multidisciplinary teams, digitized information systems, expert systems, and decision support systems can allow decisions to be made at lower levels where the work is performed. Demand creation, sales, and marketing should be separate from demand fulfillment, planning, and operations due to their differing goals and capabilities. Planning and operations are best managed together so that things like cost, inventory, customer service, and availability can be optimized by the same business team. Forecasting is needed by both groups and is often an area of contention. If a supply chain functional area is desired, list all potential functions that could optimize supply chain orchestration, planning, and execution, and develop pros and cons for grouping each area. For example, merchandising might control inventory and forecasting, but may not understand these from a supply chain perspective. A clear business case showing how the change will reduce merchandising costs is a start, but expect resistance to any change in control. So involve these stakeholders early. Supply chain leadership should be a strategic function that gets a seat at the table for strategic clout. To whom should the role report? If it reports to sales and marketing, there could be a bias toward service. If it reports to operations, there could be a bias toward cost and inventory. If it reports to the chief operating officer, COO, or an equivalent, this can provide balance, but assess the COO's supply chain savvy and involvement. Physical assets. In the internal profile of a business context summary, list areas of all operations, including headquarters, production facilities, warehouses, return locations, service centers, and call centers. Also list locations for outsourced services. Get information gathering help from accounting, purchasing, human resources, or information technology functional areas, talent assessment, and alignment. In the internal profile of a business context summary, provide a general characterization of the organization's talent assessment and alignment processes for areas critical to the transformation. Indicate if staff capabilities are a current strength or if there are gaps in hiring or training processes or in specific roles. Identify gaps early to give time to include them in planning, for example, outsource, hire, or train. During later detailed transformation planning steps, it is important to show how the program will close any talent gaps that exist. Define the logical drivers, for example, business growth, new analytics capabilities, and key assumptions made for determining headcount requirements in Skill 1009. This step occurs after your operationalized supply chain segments are designed so you can incorporate specific supply chain competency requirements into recruiting, staffing, and training plans. For example, if you need the data analytics role of data scientist, you can create a metric for the number of data scientist roles in the supply chain and measure/manage to it. A skill 1009 will list technical and business skill requirements by role. For supply chain management roles, also consider the need for inspirational leadership, a global orientation, systems thinking, and financial savvy. When considering new roles for supply chain leaders, consider adopting Leader Standard Work, LSW, which is a lean concept that extends standardized work to leadership roles by adding recurring management practices to daily and weekly routines. These are differentiated by management level, but include time devoted to Jemba, getting out to see the actual work, visual management, one-on-one meetings, improvement meetings, coaching, and ensuring that subordinates are also using LSW. Executives have time devoted to considering strategy. Collaboration mechanisms. The internal profile of the business context summary should also describe the collaboration mechanisms the transformation will use. Global organizations or multiple organizations working together need formal methods for connecting, collaborating, and handing off deliverables and information. This may include a process map or flowchart of the collaboration process. Roles and how decisions are made should be clarified using tools such as RACI and RIPID registered trademark. Clarifying roles can be done with a RACI, responsible, accountable, consult, inform, matrix as shown in Exhibit 1-49. Note that only one person can be accountable for a given part of a project, for example, accountable for success or failure, but multiple people can be responsible for executing. Some people, like subject matter experts, will need to be consulted. Other people, such as executives, just need to be kept informed. Exhibit 1-49, RACI Matrix. RIPID Registered Trademark is a tool developed by Bain & Company to clarify how decisions are made. While the process is more methodical than fast, it can be faster than never arriving at a decision due to politics or contention on complex cross-functional or cross-organizational teams. RIPID is not exactly an acronym because its elements are in this order: input, recommend, agree, decide, and perform. Like RACI, team members are assigned to each role. Many persons may be responsible for inputs, for example, for a benefit cost analysis. Person S assigned to recommend may be a team lead or a committee accountable for the related business proposal. The agree role is a person whose opinion must be considered, such as someone who is able to assess technical feasibility. The decide role makes the final decision. The perform role is decided in advance so responsible persons can promptly implement the work. Collaboration also needs to be designed into transformation program communications by aligning talent to roles and getting these roles to commit to collaborative goals in their target agreements with their project manager. Target agreements are mutually set goals for processes, performance, or outcomes between a person and their supervisor for use in performance evaluations. Work to link each person's individual objectives to business objectives. This acts as a motivator. Leaders work to ensure that people also see the big picture. Reward teamwork rather than rivalry, and celebrate team wins. A collaborative planning methodology can also help. Performance management models. The internal profile of the business context summary indicates how performance is managed and success is measured at the organization. For example, executives could be assessed using KPIs such as spend under management, SUM, or percent non-value added, PNVI, that is eliminated or streamlined. They might also be assessed on how well they conduct supplier performance management to ensure timeliness, completeness, quality, innovation, and so on.